This is an episode of the podcast channel Thoughts for a More Sustainable World. Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast Rethinking Education the Jungle School featuring Auzora Pratopo, Guilherme Machado, Jasmine Kevalos, Michael Branches, and Raina Nadila. Today, we'll talk about the Sustainable Development Goal number 4, qualitative education, with a more specific focus on alternative education. What is it? Why is it important? And what can we learn from it? We'll come across all these questions today, but first, we want to know what some students thinking about today's education.
Hi, I'm Michiel. And today I will ask some questions about alternative education to some students of the KU Leuven. In your opinion, what do you like most about today's educational system?
I like the fact that some professors try to invest in dialogues during the classes.
I like that within your subject, professors encourage you to look multidisciplinary.
I do like how we are at the forefront of knowledge.
With the whole COVID situation, that we had the opportunity to follow our courses online. And
in your opinion, what's missing in today's educational system?
Well, what I don't like in Belgium is that we are graded like on 20 and you just get an abstract number in the end, while the professors don't invest in really writing feedback for you.
Well, they expect us to be independent and do our own work.
For me, I miss a dialogue between professors and students, and I also miss horizontality. Sometimes I don't feel like I can engage into arguments, for instance.
Up front, they let us start with what little we have, and I don't feel like that's enough.
Specifically for the KU Leuven, what's missing is a bit of guidance for students. I feel like they just they throw you in the dark. It's, for a lot of students, I think it's hard to keep track of everything.
What do you know about alternative education?
I know there's an anthropologist who's called Ingold, and the guy says that students should also be engaged with instead of just they're letting to reproduce stuff.
To know the real life, not only read the books, I think these alternative educational approaches are useful and nice.
I don't really know a lot about it, no.
Our educational system here in Belgium is shouldn't be compared to other parts of the world. I think nobody has it better than us.
Education is a human right and a force for sustainable development and peace. With education, people are empowered with knowledge and skills. Hence, they are able to build their lives and contribute to society. However, when we hear the word education, we limit our perspective within formal education and consider it the only way to achieve success and to ensure the future. We believe that higher education is associated with higher wages.
That is absolutely true, Jasmine. Here, alternative education offers another view that education should be conducted for and with people to make them freer from oppression, more than just following modernity and global development. An alternative education, Sekolah Institute, also known as the Jungle School or Sekolah Rimba, teaches indigenous people in Indonesia to read, write, advocate, and defend their rights. Sekolah Institute maintains the local values of education based on their community needs and empower indigenous people freedom to direct their own lives.
But who are we to talk about these important projects? Let's talk with the expert in this field, the one and only founder of the Sekolah Institute, anthropologist Butet Manurung.
Welcome, Butet. It's very nice to have you here. My name is Auzora.
My name is Jasmine.
What inspired you to form the Jungle School?
I was actually inspired since I was a child. I wanted to work in the jungle. I wanted to work like Indiana Jones. He is my hero in my dream when I was little. I never have in my mind that I will work in the office. But along the way, I only inspired when I was already in the jungle. Yeah, when I was asked to be an anthropologist in the jungle, with the Orang Rimba community, I was assigned to recommend what kind of education that works for nomadic people like the Orang Rimba, because they are nomadic and they have so many taboos, and they are scared with the pen. They call pen is an evil with spike eyes, and they think everyone who able to read and write always fooling all that is illiterate and always try to get their land. And so it's a big obstacle for me at the beginning. But what I try to reach is just at the beginning is just simple. Yeah, how can the Orang Rimba not cheated by the outsiders, because they cannot read the agreement on the paper that is offered to them, and they were asked to put their thumbprint, and then they were given all the food or money or whatever gift, and then the next day they lose their land. So I thought it's just very simple. If you can read, you can save your land. And then along the way, I was inspired and I thought, oh, this is not just about reading and write. This is also about an ability to control their life and to choose their changes. In short, like to have self-determinism, so they know what is the risk and benefit of any changes that they want to embrace. And that's not just by reading and write. They need to know the rights of being indigenous people, the rights of being Indonesian citizen, the rights to access health if they want to, the rights to say no to any development, you know, the FPIC, the free prior informed consent, has to be applied to them. So it's kind of big formula of education, but at the beginning it's so hard. So I was inspired by all the questions by my students. So my students to me is my teachers, yeah, because all of their question, they're questioning everything and they criticize me because they are not from formal school, which always think that teachers always right, teachers always better. But this one is like every time I teach them, they question, why do I need to learn about multiplication? Those questions creating the kind of school that they want to. Like they said, I don't want to go to school in the village because they use Indonesian language and I cannot understand. And then I thought, oh, they want school that is using their local language. And then they said again, I don't like sitting on the chair. I don't even know what is that. I don't know how it feels sitting on the chair. And they're like hanging on the trees or laying down on the ground. And I thought, okay, we make school like that then. So things like that, I adjust as much as possible as what the local context needs. The school that is best for one community is the one that is based on the local context, like contextual, based on the local needs, on the local problem. So if it is just according to the context, but doesn't solve the problem that they face, so it's not a school to us. For us, Sekolah Rimba has to be give benefit to the very important things in their life. For Orang Rimba, for example, when I came there 22 years ago, logging is a big problem for them, and they don't have any answer for that. So what we can do is to create a curriculum that can answer the logging, that can affecting this logging. So it's a long journey, yeah. But we have to start it. We established this Sokola Institute foundation, yeah, or NGO, and then we start elsewhere as well in Indonesia.
Okay, thank you. Did the Jungle School reach the goals you had in mind during its establishment?
I think so in some ways, yeah. But as I said before, it's so modest at the beginning. I thought whenever the Orang Rimba able to control their life, you know, to have to be able to make a decision about themselves, then that's the goal. But it's transformed many times. At the beginning, we have only literacy and then applied literacy. And then we come up with the idea of we actually need an advocacy skill education. So education that enable them to advocate for themselves, including how to access facilitation that provided by the state. That's another addition. And when we decided to change our name from Sokola into Sokola Institute, which is 2016, we also like shifting our goal as well, which is to have a research and development section in Sokola. Means that we have to start research and then data bank, and then also for the Orang Rimba to document their knowledge, yeah, all this vernacular knowledge, that can be a lesson learned for anyone who wants to start that like a contextual education with the indigenous people.
You mentioned something about igniting the other similar school program or educational system. But if they want to learn something from the jungle school, what do you think is needed to create an educational system for and with marginalized people to empower them?
For marginalized people and indigenous people, they are not mainstream, yeah? And because they are usually live in a different way and they have a unique lifestyle. So in order to understand them, you have to live with them. At the beginning, you need to have humility. It means that you have to put yourself as a student and then make them as a teachers. Because if you put it the other way around, you will gain nothing because you have your own dream to impose them into your ideal state of life that they should reach. But because I had that experience at the beginning and I reached nothing for the first 7 months, I always affected from one group to another group. And I thought, oh, I have to change the way I see them. Why do they wearing loincloths? Instead of saying, oh, such a primitive people, you need to also understand what is the system that is already applied for 100 years and makes them survive by practicing ancestors' knowledge and skill. That doesn't mean they're stupid. They're in the other way around. They're the best and they're the professor. I think the goal of education and the goal of life should be aligned. For example, if we are in the city, it is important for people in the city to have money so you survive. For orang rimba, they do use money, but it's not their dream. Yeah, the dream is to have the forest still there and their tradition also still there because they believe the tradition is the one that manage relationship between people and creator, people and another people, and people with the environment. These three relationship is basically happen to almost every indigenous people in the world. We understand that indigenous people's goal of education should go toward that goal.
I think you already answered a bit this question, but what can a Western or so-called mainstream education system learn from the jungle school?
I read about Professor Stephen Gray that is saying indigenous people, but especially hunter-gatherer, they have a method of learning, playing, observing, and exploring. And these three methods, we don't have it in the classroom of mainstream education. We learn about Albert Einstein theory, but not from Albert Einstein. But people like indigenous people, they learn how to do hunting from the hunter. So they have a very privilege in doing so. Yeah, they have the classroom is the jungle. So they have a very like a better condition, yeah, on how to acquire one skills. And exploring means they see it straight away. And because it's homogeneous, yeah, the livelihood of indigenous people, and they have it every minute and every day. So they don't even realize that they learn something from playing to working. There is no divide. And that's so different with us. Finish university, you straight away have to work. It's a big change, quite shock for some people, yeah. Another thing is about contextual is based on context and it's actual. That is this moment, not the next one. So my critique for mainstream education is you learn from school or from education as if you investing something that you gain the benefit when you finish university. For the orang rimba, it is not make sense because what you learn now, if you are at elementary school, for example, will not be contextual anymore after you finish university because the gap, it can be like 10, 15 years. So orang rimba wants to learn something that is applicable and only relevant to their life, yeah. I have this moment when the orang rimba questioned me one day after 2 years teaching in the jungle. They asked me, why cannot I stop this logging even though I already know how to read and write? So we call it school to solve problem. And the method is hadap masalah, facing the problem. So we make curriculum based on the problem they face. So we inventory all of the problem based on the priority, and then we break them down into curriculum together with the community. So that's also something that I think formal education should learn from indigenous people, because they have their local school that teach by their parents only related to their survival in the jungle. They have 5 years old kids, knows hundreds of mammals, hundreds of insects, and they know how to get back home just by looking at the stars. All those knowledge that is relevant and contextual to their life every day. So they will not learn about all these 9 planets. If it doesn't give any benefit to them, they will not agree to learn about it anyway. And I think it's really makes sense, yeah? And many of formal school as well do not apply what they learn in the class to their surroundings. That's also my critics. One orang rimba came to Jakarta and I told them one of the school that is very reputable. And I said, this is the best school in Jakarta. They look around and they said, look at the river around this school, full of rubbish. What do they learn in the class? What's the point of being of the best school in Jakarta? So that's also another question that is, I think, important for every formal school to think about.
It's been a very interesting interview with you, Butet, but sadly, we've already made it to the last question. If you could get one message across to the world, what would it be?
Everyone in this world shouldn't adoring Western knowledge or Western lifestyle, because we all should have our own sustainable development goals, because what is sustainable according to the Western might not the same as people in the West. Yeah. And I actually glad about what is the goal number 4 in SDG, because it says equitable. It doesn't say equal, ideal, like fairness. That can be different from one country to another country. And for countries like Indonesia or developing countries, we should start not looking up all the time to Western. We should have make our own goals so we never felt left behind. Yeah, because I believe we all have plus as in education as well.
Those are very inspiring words. Thank you very much. It was nice having this conversation, and we hope to see more of your work in the future.
The Jungle School, being an example of alternative education, contributes to the Sustainable Development Goal number 4, quality education. This goal aims to ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all, as it's stated on the website of the United Nations. The Jungle School contributes to target number 1 and 4, in which relevant learning outcomes and skills are central, and target number 5, in which equal access and training of the vulnerable, including indigenous people, is being promoted. The Jungle School also can be considered socially innovative. Social innovation is an innovation in social relation that satisfies human needs such as education and has empowerment dynamics. Indigenous people in Indonesia are often at the center of conflicts over land and forest, and mostly they are excluded from public discussion. Moreover, formal education hardly fits with the local custom of indigenous people, as the national curriculum doesn't consider their way of life as hunter-gatherers. The Jungle School believes that indigenous communities can represent and defend themselves from outside interests with alternative education that adopts their local values. This leads to a fairer and more democratic society for all. We hope that by listening to this podcast, you've learned more about alternative education and how it can contribute to a better society. If you would like to get to know more about alternative education and Butet Manurung's work supporting indigenous people protecting their land, we suggest looking up Sekolah Rimba, the Jungle School movie, in which Butet's story was adapted into film and shown around the world. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.